right. We did our deep dive into Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah.
Explored the smooth world of Merlot.
Uh-huh.
And now...
Now what?
It's time for... Tempranillo.
Tempranillo, yes.
So by the end of this deep dive, you'll be fluent in Tempranillo. We're on a mission here.
Okay.
To find out who produces the most Tempranillo.
Okay.
Where does it come from?
Right.
What kind of flavors and notes
yes.
should you expect?
Uh-huh.
And how well does it age?
All good questions.
All the important questions, right?
Yeah.
So, let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
Table 15 from loopwinegrapesebook.pdf way back in 2000. 93.59% of the global area for Tempranillo was in Spain.
Yeah, Spain is definitely the leading producer of Tempranillo, and there are several reasons for that. Tempranillo is a late-ripening grape, and it loves the sunshine. And Spain has a lot of sunshine. Those hot, dry summers are perfect. But it's not just the heat. The cooler nights, especially in those higher altitude regions in Spain, those cooler nights allow the grapes to retain acidity. So you get that nice balance between ripeness and freshness.
So it's like nature's perfect recipe.
Exactly.
For yes. a complex wine.
Yes.
Okay. So every grape has an origin story.
Mm.
Where did Tempranillo first come from? Maybe winesciencebt1.pdf can give us some insight.
Well, the origins of Tempranillo are kind of a mystery.
Really?
Yeah, and that's not unusual when it comes to wine grapes. I mean, historical records can be spotty. Sometimes those parent vines are just lost to time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating.
So how do they even figure that stuff out?
Well, researchers, they look at the genetics of the grapes. They compare those genetics to wild varieties, other cultivated varieties.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is that it seems like a lot of wine grape cultivars, probably including Tempranillo, arose through a combination of imported varieties, maybe brought in by humans. And you have natural crossbreeding with local wild grape strains.
Oh, so there was some human intervention and...
Yeah, probably.
Possibly.
Yeah, it's possible. And then maybe even domestication of those wild grapes.
So it's kind of like a tapestry of human migration.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so we don't know the exact birthplace.
Not exactly.
But we know it thrives in Spain.
Yeah.
All right, let's get down to the most important part.
Yeah.
The taste.
Of course, of course.
What should our listener expect when they finally get that glass of Tempranillo?
Well, you know, it's important to remember that a wine's taste isn't just about the grape itself. You have sun exposure, you have soil conditions, you have water management. All these factors influence the grape and its flavor.
So many things impact that.
They do, they do. But when you're talking about Tempranillo specifically, typically you're going to have a medium to full body, a little bit of weight on the palate, and then some really delightful red fruit flavors like cherry and plum.
Oh, that sounds really good.
It is.
WineSciencePT1.pdf says that there are some other notes. What are those?
As it ages, Tempranillo can develop these leathery notes, tobacco notes, and that adds complexity to the taste.
So we talking a young Tempranillo or an older Tempranillo?
Well, both have their charm.
Right.
Yeah. A young Tempranillo is fantastic. You know, maybe if you're having tapas,
yeah, okay.
An older vintage, if you've got a nice hearty meal.
Okay, okay.
It could be really great, too.
I love how wine evolves.
Me too.
And how it reveals itself over time.
Yes.
Speaking of aging, that leads us to our next big question. Does Tempranillo actually age well? Or is it best when it's young? Maybe winesciencept3.pdf can help us.
So Tempranillo, it does age very well, and there are a couple of reasons for that. First of all, Tempranillo grapes, they have high tannins.
Okay, so tannins are good for aging.
They are. They are. They act as a natural preservative,
and
they help the wine mature gracefully.
Okay.
And then winemaking techniques also play a role, like oak aging.
Oak aging, of course.
Oh, it's very common with Tempranillo, and it introduces another dimension of flavor. The wine interacts with the wood, and you get notes of vanilla, spice, toast, and those flavors just intertwine with the aging process. It's really beautiful.
I can just imagine
a
whole cellar full of bottles of Tempranillo.
Oh, I know.
Just waiting.
Yes.
But let's break it down for our listener. How do those initial flavors, the cherry, the plum, how do those change over time?
So you start with that bright fruit. And then as it sits in those oak barrels, it starts to mellow.
Uh-huh.
And you get some of those spice notes, earthy notes from the oak.
Mm-hmm.
And the tannins, they soften. And so the texture of the wine gets smoother.
So it's like a...
And eventually it develops this incredible depth and harmony.
A transformation.
It is.
From like young and vibrant
to
mature and elegant.
It is.
All in one bottle. That's kind of...
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It really captures the passage of time, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. It's incredible.
It is. And we've just begun our Tempranillo journey. There's so much more to talk about.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, we need to discuss the regional expressions of Tempranillo, and
Okay.
we can talk about
Oh,
blending.
blending.
Oak aging is really an art. It's not just sticking wine in a barrel. Winemakers, they carefully select the type of oak.
Oh, are there different types?
There are. You have French oak,
Okay.
American oak.
So is French oak from like one forest different from French oak from another forest?
Yeah, like you have forests in France, like Nevers,
Okay.
Allier. They each give the wine a different flavor. American white oak is great too. It has its own special qualities. And then you have toasting levels.
Toasting
Yeah,
levels.
like how much they char the inside of the barrel.
Does that impact the flavor?
It does. Lighter toasting, you get more vanilla notes. Heavier toasting, you get those smoky, spicy aromas.
So every barrel is different.
Every barrel is unique, like a fingerprint.
How does the wine like actually interact with the wood?
The wine kind of breathes through the oak. It extracts compounds from the wood, things like vanillin, oak lactones.
And that's where the flavors come from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Vanilla, spice, coconut,
Wow.
even dill.
Dill in wine.
Yeah. It's amazing the way the oak and the wine interact.
I never would have thought about dill.
Yeah.
But oak aging isn't just about flavor, is it?
Right. It also affects the texture, makes it smoother,
Okay. So
rounder.
you can't have too much oak, right?
Right. Too much oak can overwhelm the fruit flavors.
Okay, so you want to have a good balance.
Always. You want to respect the grape and its natural flavors.
WineScience PT3.pdf mentioned something about cork taint. Should our listener be worried about that?
It's something to be aware of, yeah. But it's less common than it used to be.
What causes it?
A compound called TCA.
TCA.
Yeah, it can develop in cork stoppers, gives the wine a musty smell, like cardboard.
Not good.
Not good. It comes from chlorine in the processing environment.
Oh, wow.
But the cork industry is doing a much better job with quality control.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about those other closures, like the screw caps?
Those are great for preserving freshness, especially in younger wines.
Okay.
And then you have synthetic corks. They try to mimic natural cork, but allow for some oxygen exchange.
So many options.
It really depends on the wine and how long you want to age it.
Okay, let's get back to Tempranillo and where it comes from. What about those Spanish regions?
Let's start with Rioja.
Rioja. Everyone's heard of Rioja. What's so special about Rioja Tempranillo?
Rioja has a long history of winemaking, and Tempranillo is the star, the climate, the soil, the expertise. It all comes together.
Okay, break it down for me. What's the climate like?
Rioja is in northern Spain.
Okay.
You have the Cantabrian Mountains on one side, the Ebro River on the other. Warm, dry summers, cooler, wetter winters. It's perfect for Tempranillo.
Warmth and cool, like we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And the soil is clay limestone. Good drainage, which is important,
Okay.
gives the wine structure, minerality.
So how would you describe Rioja Tempranillo?
A beautiful balance of fruit and acidity and tannins, cherry, plum, maybe even a hint of strawberry,
Ooh.
spice, leather, tobacco.
That sounds delicious.
Great with food too. Grilled meats, lamb, stews.
What about Ribera del Duero?
Ribera del Duero is south of Rioja,
Okay.
known for its powerful Tempranillos.
Powerful.
Yeah, the climate is even more extreme there.
How so?
Scorching summers,
Wow.
freezing winters.
So big temperature swings.
Huge. So the grapes, they have incredible concentration.
What kind of flavors are we talking about?
Think dark fruits, blackberries, black cherries, plums, licorice, leather, tobacco.
Okay, those are bolder flavors.
Yeah, these wines can age for decades.
Are there other regions in Spain for Tempranillo?
There are Toro,
Okay.
Navarra. They produce some fantastic Tempranillos.
Wow, it seems like there's a Tempranillo for everyone.
There is. And Tempranillo isn't just limited to Spain.
Oh, right.
Portugal has Aragones, Tinto Roriz. They're basically Tempranillo.
What about places like California?
California winemakers are doing some cool things with Tempranillo.
Really?
Yeah, Paso Robles, Lodi, those warmer climates seem to work well.
In Australia.
It's still pretty new there, but McLaren Vale, Brusa Valley, they're making some nice Tempranillos.
It's amazing how Tempranillo grows in so many different places.
It is. And we haven't even talked about blending.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Blending. I always thought Tempranillo was a single varietal wine.
It can be, but it's also a fantastic blending partner. It adds structure and complexity to other grapes.
Like what?
In Spain, it's often blended with Garnacha.
Okay.
Mazzuolo, Graciano.
And what do those add?
Garnacha brings fruitiness and spice. Mazzuolo brings structure and acidity. And Graciano, it adds color and tannins, a little peppery note.
So they all work together.
They do. And in the new world, you'll see Tempranillo blended with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, wow.
Merlot, even Syrah.
The possibilities are endless.
They are. Well, I think that's a good place to stop for now.
Yeah, we've learned a lot about regional expressions and blending.
We have. But in our last segment, we'll offer some final thoughts and hopefully inspire our listener to continue exploring the world of Tempranillo.
So we've journeyed through Spain's wine country.
Yes, we have.
Learned about blending.
Uh-huh.
And really gotten into the details of oak aging.
Mm-hmm.
Our Tempranillo adventure.
It's been a journey.
It really has.
Yes.
I think we've all learned so much about Tempranillo.
I think so, too.
And the winemakers who create it.
Yeah, the artistry.
It's incredible.
It's more than just a drink.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's like a story.
I love.
In a bottle.
It is.
As we wrap up this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
I want to leave our listener with one final thought.
All right.
Would you go for a young, vibrant Tempranillo with those bright cherry and plum flavors?
That's a good question.
Or would you search for
a
bottle that's a little bit older?
Okay.
That has those savory notes we were talking about?
Like choosing between two paths.
It is.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer.
No right or wrong answer. It depends.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're looking for.
If you're in the mood for tapas.
Mm. Maybe something light.
Okay.
A younger Tempranillo is perfect.
Yeah, okay.
But if you're
having a big meal.
Yeah, like
grilled meats.
A stew.
A hearty stew.
You want something.
A more mature Tempranillo would be fantastic.
Yeah, with those savory notes.
Exactly.
And then there's always blends.
Blends are fun.
Tempranillo Cabernet Sauvignon.
Ooh.
Tempranillo Merlot.
So many options.
I know. Wine is so diverse.
It is.
And Tempranillo really shows that.
Absolutely.
Whether you're a wine expert or just starting out.
Doesn't matter.
Tempranillo has something for everyone.
It does.
I encourage you to explore.
Yes.
Look for different producers.
Mm-hmm.
Try different vintages.
Mm-hmm.
Compare different regions.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to experiment.
Exactly. Be adventurous.
Every bottle of Tempranillo has a story.
It's true.
Of the vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
The winemakers.
Yes.
And time itself.
Cheers to that.
Here's to your next wine adventure. I'll drink to that.
May it be filled with discovery and delight.
Absolutely.
And of course.
Of course.
Delicious Tempranillo.
Cheers.